star one on your phone. And then, Coach, while we're on any questions, as you enter the Tennessee game this week.
Well, we're looking forward to having a home game here against University of Tennessee. You know, it's been a different week for us. We got back at 2:30 in the morning. We practiced a Sunday evening when we on the day we returned. We're usually a Monday practice team, and then practiced our Tuesday practice on Monday, and then certainly we're off yesterday, and so it's been a little bit of a different week for us because, like I say, we're a Monday practice team and not Sunday. However, they've gone well. Tennessee is a big, physical, good-looking, good-playing football team that loves to throw the ball deep on offense, that can run the football, very powerful, very impressive offensive line. And on the defensive front, very big, again, powerful. We have a wonderful linebacker in Henry To'o. And, of course, their safeties are just an extension of that linebacker group because they will run and hit. You can see this has got Jeremy Pruitt's handprint all over it. Big, physical football team that is playing well.
We'll begin with Bob Holt, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam. How you doing? I wanted to ask you another about the tight end, you know, but Blake Kern, he was a guy who hadn't played very much on offense coming into this season. And, you know, he's a walk-on, but he's not pretty productive. Is he surprised here? What have you thought of his play overall?
Well, you know, he's one of the first guys that we met when we came in here, and he's a big, good-looking guy as a tight end. And some of it was, why isn't he playing? I understood they lost some good tight ends from last year, but Kern has done a nice job. Had some critical passes in games, becoming a better blocker, and we're proud of how much he's improved throughout this season. Looking forward to continue to improve.
When you have a walk on contributing to that degree, how big is that?
Well, you know, we have several guys that have walked on here that have either earned scholarships or on their way to doing that are playing for us this year. And of course, COVID year is totally a different year in that it's give a lot of kids opportunities to play on Saturday that maybe might not have that opportunity if it was a different situation, and they thrived in that. And we're proud of them, and we have to continue to get good walk-ons.
Next is Nate Allen, Nate Allen Sports.
Sam, I know you said you wanted a mobile quarterback, but has Frank surprised you, especially with how much you've used him in the running game?
No, we knew he could run when we recruited him. Obviously, he had a lot of film from Florida. We just happened to start using the quarterback in the run game a little bit more last week. We needed to. We needed to even up the numbers a little bit better in the box. But no, we knew he was a tough kid and a very adequate runner. And he likes to. He's tough. And so we added a few plays for him last week.
Also, how do you see your defensive line stacks up against Tennessee's offensive line?
I don't know that a lot of teams stack up great against their offensive line. I mean, they're very talented, very physical, very well coached. You know, they can run the ball, and of course, Gray and Chandler are hard running guys. You know, I've known Jim Chaney for a long time. He turned around and handed off 75 times. He's going to do it. You know, and so obviously our D line is we recruited some bigger guys. This league, you need some size on the D-line. And I thought Coach got better last week, which will help our football team. And we're getting a little healthier there. So hopefully we'll be able to withstand some of this running game that Tennessee's going to put on us on Saturday.
Thank you.
Excellent. Jimmy Hines, Sports Radio Knoxville.
Sam, we just heard Jeremy Pruitt say that he thinks Treylon Burks is one of the best players in the SEC. What are your thoughts on Burks and his ability?
I really like him. I love him as a young man. Just a wonderful, wonderful, hardworking kid. But I think Jeremy's right. He's talented. Big hands. You know, he wears a 5X glove, whatever that is. That's a big hand, I guess. And he has good speed. Big wide out. You know, we're trying to use him in a lot of different ways, Jimmy. We're trying to run him. We're trying to run him out of the backfield, throw balls to him out of the backfield. Obviously, you use him in the slot, use him as our X receiver, our Z receiver. So we're just trying to get the ball to him as much as we can because we believe he has great value for our offense.
And what have you been most pleased with in regard to Felipe Frank so far?
Well, a lot of things. One of them being that, you know, he was elected the captain when he came in a COVID situation and no spring ball. So there tells you that his leadership skills have been outstanding. He's a tough kid, you know. I think he's getting better each week throwing the football. He's taking care of the football. But I think more than anything, it's just been his leadership skills and the way that the team looks at him and the way that he runs the offensive side of the football team, and he's affecting the defensive side. So I've just been, you know, we've been very fortunate that he elected to transfer to Arkansas.
Thank you.
I'm going to Blake Topmeyer, the Knoxville News Sentinel.
Sam, I was wondering how much does or will the city of Memphis and sort of West Tennessee factor into your long-term recruiting strategy and plans there at Arkansas?
Well, we obviously have coaches in that region. You know, the University of Tennessee is hard to beat, you know, in the state of Tennessee. But we certainly are going in there trying to find out who the best players are, and we have a couple of coaches assigned to that area on our staff.
You mentioned MTU's being hard to beat in Tennessee there. I mean, there's so many SEC schools within, say, 5 hours of Memphis. Would you say it's one of the more competitive recruiting areas in SEC land, or are there some other areas more stand out in that regard?
Well, it's very competitive there, I'll say that, you know. But, you know, you have Atlanta, you have Houston, you know, Dallas. There's a lot of places out there, obviously, Dade County. You know, you have a lot of places that are competitive. But I'll give you that. I think it's one of the more competitive areas in the SEC.
Thanks.
Sure.
That's all our time, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.